Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where certainly one of the greatest elements of the United States Constitution is the 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection of the law. Right now, the 14th Amendment has been used to protect bikini baristas in Everett, Washington, with a proclamation by a district court that baristas can wear G-strings, pasties, and even show a bit of, you'll pardon the expression, anal cleft if they choose. Why? Because it's part of their equal protection. Well, if you're not protecting your anal cleft, I mean, that's not equal protection to people who are normally wearing normal clothes, is it?
We have the First Amendment even here.
Well, we have the 14th Amendment. We will get to that issue. We will also get to the attempt to cancel Halloween, which is not why you'd think. It has nothing to do with religion or the themes of Halloween or witchery or anything weird at all. It has to do with, well, money. We will get to that issue as well. But first up, with Halloween on the horizon, Ted Cruz. I remember during the campaign when they were campaigning in 2015 and 2016, Ted Cruz, there were some masks. People would get Trump masks, they'd get Ted Cruz masks. They didn't really figure on Biden masks because it didn't look until much later in the campaign that he was actually going to be the nominee and be the one who won the presidency, lucky, as he was described in a book by Jonathan Allen. In any event, Ted Cruz had the lucky experience of making the Republican case ahead of the election in a fairly inhospitable venue. He was appearing on The View on ABC TV, and the senator from Texas, who's not on the ballot this year, he's already beaten Beto O'Rourke. It's actually Greg Abbott that gets to beat him this time. He's running for governor again, for re-election for governor. In any event, Ted Cruz was on The View and made the Republican case. This is clip 22.
What is the Republican agenda?
It's very simple. I'll give you three words: jobs, freedom, and security. When it comes to jobs, listen, when you cut taxes, when you reduce regulations, when small businesses expand, you have lots and lots of jobs. Under the Trump
government, still
sure, no, government has important roles, but let's be clear. Under the Trump administration, with Republican majorities in both houses, we had the lowest unemployment in 50 years. We had the lowest African American unemployment
deficit in years
ever recorded. No, not we're at $31 trillion now. So I agree the deficit. Listen, I stood up to my own party a bunch of times, but when you've got poverty going down, we had the lowest African American unemployment ever recorded, lowest Hispanic unemployment ever recorded. That's a big deal. And this election in November, I think, is going to be a tidal wave. I think Republicans are going to retake both houses. And the biggest reason, people at home are saying, okay, is my life better today than it was 2 years ago? And I think for the vast majority of Americans, the answer is no.
Okay, and then after that promising beginning, things got a bit contentious. And especially when Ted Cruz called out View hosts for focusing on Trump and his supporters' difficulty accepting election results while ignoring Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton, Ted said, doing the same thing. Clip 20.
try to say the election was fair and square and legitimate. You know who y'all don't do that to? You don't do it to Hillary Clinton, who stood up and said Trump stole the election.
They didn't storm the Capitol. They didn't try to kill my
Stacey Abrams, who said that the election was stolen. They sat here and said it was illegitimate, and you guys were fine with it. Okay, so it's illegitimate when Republicans win, but not when Democrats win.
No, you know, here's the thing. We may not like when Republicans win, but we don't go and we don't storm. We don't try to change.
Did I miss an entire year of Antifa riots where cities across this country were burning and police cars were being firebombed? Your position is the left doesn't engage in violence, really?
No, they wanted to nuke our friend Mike Pence. Like, how do we make sense of that?
You just accused us of doing something we didn't do. You said Hillary Clinton didn't say whatever she didn't say. I'm saying to you, listen.
And she said we sitting here, and you were fine with her saying it was illegitimate
for
Republicans to win.
She called Donald Trump the next morning, and she conceded the election, Ted.
Okay, that is a fundamental difference. But by the way, it's not true of Stacey Abrams. I still think she hasn't conceded her gubernatorial election loss, where she lost by 55,000 votes. She hasn't conceded that election from 2018. And that says something, doesn't it? Then after this somewhat spirited exchange, there was a protester who spoke up, and it sounded like this.
Biggest reason people at home are saying, okay, is my life better today than it was 2 years ago? And I think for the vast majority of Americans, the answer is no.
And she then dropped the F-bomb as it happened. And then do we have the continuation after the F-bomb was dropped? Well, there it is. That was a spectator who didn't like what Senator Cruz had to say. And then again, there were climate protesters determined to shout down the senator from Texas. Listen.
Well, if you look at inflation, the Nobel laureate economist Milton Friedman explained in the United States, inflation has one cause and one cause only. Inflation in the United States has one cause and one cause only, and that is when the federal government spends too much money.
Okay.
We have seen trillions and trillions of dollars spent by Joe Biden and the Democrats. Just last year the federal government took in $4 trillion in tax revenues. Most money in history we've ever taken in. The problem is we spent nearly $7 trillion, and that's what
we do cover climate here, guys. We do cover climate.
Ladies, excuse us. Let us do our job. Let us do our job. We hear what you have to say, but you gotta go. You gotta let us do our job.
They weren't even protesting you.
Let us do our job.
I couldn't even hear what they were protesting.
Well, I took back what I said about the Yankees.
Thank you.
They were accusing us of not covering climate change, and we do that almost.
Well, I really didn't throw tomatoes.
I'm really glad we don't have a Van Gogh on the wall.
What he was referring to actually has a follow-up. You remember the Van Gogh sunflowers that was hit by tomato soup? And fortunately, it wasn't damaged. I mean, it's literally a priceless work of art, value well over $50 million. But it had a glass protector in its frame. The Associated Press story from today, Dateline Berlin, climate protesters threw mashed potatoes at a Claude Monet painting in a German museum to protest fossil fuel extraction, but caused no damage to the artwork. Two activists from the group Last Generation, which has called on the German government to take drastic action to protect the climate and stop using fossil fuels, approached Monet's Le Mueil at Potsdam's Barberini Museum and threw a thick substance over the painting in its gold frame. The group later confirmed via post on Twitter that the mixture was mashed potatoes. the two activists both wearing orange high visibility vests also glued themselves to the wall below the painting. And then what happened? We'll tell you coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Know why I believe that in all of the polling that has been done by Republicans, by Democrats, by people in between, by universities, by news networks, you name it, polling is unanimous. The climate change issue is way, 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 way down on the bottom in terms of people's priorities. Why don't people take the climate change issue seriously? And by the way, that's not just conservatives. Generally, among the electorate around the world, most people don't buy this thing. They're not followers of Greta Thunberg.
How dare you!
Yeah, exactly. But meanwhile, German climate change protesters throw mashed potatoes at a Monet painting. How does this help lower the climate? It sounded, by the way, it sounded like this. Somebody recorded it when they went into the art museum, to an art museum in Potsdam, Germany, and they attacked a Monet painting by throwing mashed potatoes at it. I guess that's to go with the tomato sauce that was thrown previously at the Van Gogh sunflowers. In any event, it sounded like this.
Hallo. Wo wollen Sie kommen?
Menschen hungern. Menschen frieren. Menschen sterben. Wir sind in einer Klimakatastrophe. Und alles, wovor ihr Angst habt, sind Tomatensuppe oder Kartoffelbrei in einem Gemälde.
Okay, it's basically what she's saying, what I could understand there, is mention sterben, that people are dying, mention hungern, that people are going hungry, but how
blah,
does...
Blah, 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 blah.
Right, well, exactly. It they also glued themselves to the wall below the painting. In total, four people were involved in the incident, according to German news agency DPA. The Barberini Museum said late Sunday that because the painting was enclosed in glass, the mashed potatoes didn't cause any damage.
We will not let you get away with this.
The painting, which is part of Monet's famous Haystacks series, is expected to be back on display on Wednesday after they clean off the glass. The director of the museum, whose name is Ortrud Westheider, said in a statement, "While I understand the activists' urgent concern in the face of the climate catastrophe, I am shocked by the means with which they are trying to lend weight to their demands." What exactly are their demands? I mean, other than people should pay attention. Police said that they had responded to the incident, but further information about arrests or charges was not immediately available. The British group, Just Stop Oil, threw tomato soup at Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers in London's National Gallery earlier this month. Just Stop Oil activists also glued themselves to the frame of an early copy of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper at London's Royal Academy of Arts, and they glued themselves also to John Constable's The Hay Wain in the National Gallery. So what happens when you glue yourself to a frame or to the wall? I mean, can't be good for the hands. The Monet painting that they threw the mashed potatoes at is estimated at being worth $110 million. I'm sure when I mentioned $50 million for the sunflowers, even though he did eight different sunflowers, Van Gogh did, I am sure that it is worth much more than just $50 million. Yeah, that's right. What about, were these potatoes and was the tomato sauce, was that organic? Was that checked for GMOs? I'm not at all sure. There's also this when it comes to eating and food and equal rights and the Constitution of the United States. In Everett, Washington, bikini baristas can wear G-strings, pasties, and even show a bit of anal cleft if they choose, now that a federal court has actually... Jeremy, you took the message off there, did you? now that a federal court has basically adjudicated the situation. U.S. District Court Judge Ricardo Martinez ruled that a city ordinance banning scanty clothing in drive-through coffee stands violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment. Now, okay, just do a thought experiment for a moment. Why would banning wearing G-strings at a coffee stand violate equal protection of the law?
Hot dog, this is the question I have been praying for.
Well, the ruling said that Everett's ordinance unlawfully targets the clothing of women, but not men. Okay, could the people who make the laws in Everett, I presume the Everett City Council or something in Snohomish County, go ahead and extend the law to also make it against the law for men to show a bit of anal cleft or to wear pasties and G-strings while they're serving coffee. Would we somehow not be violating the Constitution if we put the same restriction on men as on women? And Jeremy's asking, can't we focus on the homeless in Everett, which is a huge and growing problem, instead of cute teens serving coffee while scantily clad? And it may be that the homeless just inspire inherently less interest. There's something else that should inspire interest and concern from everybody. And it's a piece about a crisis that is causing 37 emergency room cases a day, every day. Where and from what? It begins, the piece in the New York Post, Megan Scott knew something was going on with her son Kyle when during the pandemic he began refusing to get out of bed to attend class online. Up until then, he'd been like a dream son. Tall, good-looking, strong, athletic, with a great sense of humor. Such a good baseball player that talent scouts were checking him out for a professional career. But suddenly, Kyle was constantly irritable and depressed and wanted to drop out of his New Jersey high school. Then one night, he lost it completely, fantasizing that his parents wanted to kill him. And so what happened next, and what was Kyle's problem? It's actually a problem for an increasing number, tragically increasing number of teens. We'll get to what that problem is and more, including the worst places to survive a nuclear war in the U.S. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top officials in Missouri are calling a school shooting in St. Louis a senseless tragedy. At least three people are dead after the incident that happened at Central VPA High School. Senator Josh Hawley describing the news of the shooting as devastating. President Biden and the First Lady dedicated a new elm tree on the White House South Lawn Monday, for a longtime member of the White House staff. Dan Haney is the superintendent of the White House grounds and has been working on the lawn of the White House for 50 years, dating back to President Richard Nixon. The dedication came as a surprise to Haney.
Dale, you've made this the people's house. You really have. You've made us all feel so welcome. You've made everybody, millions of visitors, have running this show.
Wall Street closing higher to start the new week, the Dow gaining 417 points. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, just narrating a story that was covered by Leighton Woodhouse, is the name of the reporter, for the New York Post. It's an extensive story, and it's amazing and it's alarming, and it's one of an increasing number of young people, not just in San Diego where this occurred, but all across the country. All across the country. The kid's name was Kyle, who had gone from being a good-looking, strong, popular athlete, doing very well in high school, to becoming constantly irritable and depressed and wanting to drop out of his New Jersey high school. Then one night he lost it completely, fantasizing that his parents wanted to kill him. Zero touch with reality, his father recalled. The family then checked Kyle into a psychiatric facility where his delusions got worse. He thought his dad ran the mafia and had put Joe Biden in power. Well, there's a theory. He demanded that his parents give him $10 million to escape. Meg and Scott were sure their son was messed up on some hardcore drug. But when the institution, psychiatric institution that had taken him to, ran a drug test, Kyle came up positive only for his prescribed attention deficit disorder medication and for THC, that is, marijuana. Kyle is now in recovery, but his is a story that's becoming familiar to more and more American families. Someone begins showing classic signs of hardcore drug addiction. Eventually, they suffer a full psychotic break, but the only drug history is for cannabis. We are counting 37 cannabis-related diagnoses a day, says Dr. Ronit Lev, an addiction medicine doctor at Scripps Mercy Hospital in San Diego. That's as she said about her emergency department. It's been steadily increasing over the years. When I started in the 1990s, there was no such thing. Now I see 1 to 2 cases per shift. The most common symptom of the marijuana addiction? Psychosis, she says. We currently see 20 THC-induced psychoses for every amphetamine-induced psychosis, said Ben Quart, who runs a drug and alcohol treatment center in Colorado. One study showed an increase of 24% in cases of psychoses at emergency departments in Colorado just in the 5 years following marijuana's legalization in that state in 2012. Since then, legal marijuana has been transformed into a potent and unrecognizable product. Then Laura Stack, who's an advocate against cannabis abuse in Colorado, says, when I speak at parent nights in high schools, most adults think it's like the weed we smoked when we were teens in the 80s, which had between 3 to 5% THC per gram of flower. So said Dr. Stack, we never had today's high-potency concentrates, vapes, or edibles. There is her son, Johnny, was driven into acute psychosis by years of high-concentrate THC usage. He believed his dorm room was bugged and the mob was after him. Johnny killed himself in 2019 at the age of 19 by jumping off a 6-story building. There are no caps on potency, said Laura Stack. They're cultivating higher and higher concentrates of THC. You literally can't buy what you could get in the 80s and 90s. Marijuana that mild isn't around anymore. And this goes on. But the idea of 37 emergency room visits in one San Diego hospital per day should begin to alarm people. Since marijuana has been legalized in 19 states and counting, a $13 billion industry has emerged around it that has marketed the drug as a remedy for everything from chronic pain to anxiety. Listen, there was once upon a time a tendency to view cigarettes as good for you. Same way people think about marijuana now. Oh, yeah, marijuana will cure your pain. It'll help you with this. One thing that people should know, they used to advertise, I think it was Chesterfield's. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Chesterfield. It was a brand of cigarette, of tobacco. And we know now how terrible nicotine addiction can be. Weed addiction, too. So what I'm saying partially is watch out for putting little munchy edibles into your bags to give to trick-or-treaters. Don't do it. A story from that's also getting national attention from studyfinds.org. As kids get ready for another Halloween night of costumes, candy, and fun memories, many adults say they simply don't have the money to celebrate this year. In a poll of 1,000 Americans, a staggering 52% said they won't be handing out Halloween candy at all to young trick-or-treaters. Out of these Americans, 1 in 4 blame inflation for spoiling this year's festivities, 24%. That shouldn't come as much of a Halloween shocker since inflation rose to a 40-year high earlier in 2022. Previous studies have found that 3 in 4 Americans feel inflation interfered with their 2022 financial goals. 6 in 10 small businesses also fear that the ongoing cost of living crisis will ruin them. Another 23% said they just don't celebrate Halloween, leading them to not hand out candy. Meanwhile, just 12% say health and safety concerns related to the pandemic are still keeping them from avoiding trick-or-treaters this year. Despite buying candy to give to costume kids, 1 in 3 who buy that candy admit they eat a lot of it themselves. Interesting, chocolate is not the most popular treat people look for each Halloween. It turns out more Americans search for Nerds. That is the name of the candy that is the most searched for treat in 7 states, including California, Missouri, and New Hampshire. Why Nerds? Who knows? As for which candies will send you to the dentist after Halloween, the researchers at Bite say caramels, taffy, hard candies like Jolly Ranchers, coated candies like hot tamales, and toffee are the worst things for your teeth. But that's that's nothing when compared to nuclear war. That can be really horrible for the teeth and for all the rest of you. I can't believe it, but they really did run in Newsweek the worst places to survive a nuclear war in the U.S. And the point is, they previously had talked about the best places to survive a nuclear war. It turns out there aren't really good places. And the only way you could select a best place would be if you think the best thing to happen during nuclear war would be to die quickly, immediately, and somewhat painlessly, or to suffer excruciatingly. According to data from the Federation of American Scientists, Russia currently owns the most nuclear warheads in the world, with 5,977, while the U.S. has 5,428. They have, in other words, a full 500 more than we do. The Federation of, this is a serious matter. And over at Newsweek, they spoke to professors of international affairs and various other issues, including medical issues, about the odds of surviving a nuclear war. We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVet Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved Show, there's a professor of international affairs and Asian studies at the University of Cincinnati. His name is Dinshaw Mistry. And he explained to the reporters at Newsweek who wanted to find out the worst places to be in the event of a nuclear war. And he basically said the worst place to be is located as the place most likely for a nuclear strike. In other words, what he's talking about, the worst place would essentially be strategic targets such as military and missile bases. Bases are basically in the proximity of populated centers, whether it's cities or towns. The worst place is essentially population centers near naval facilities, military bases, strategic air command bases, and so forth. In other words, I think about where I grew up, and where I've mentioned on the air before, my late father once thought about trying to build a fallout shelter. We lived in San Diego. We were not far from a Marine Corps recruit depot, from the San Diego Naval Base, which next to the one in Norfolk, Virginia, was the biggest in the world at that time. I think it still may be. There was El Toro Marine Air Base. There's Camp Pendleton. That's all in the San Diego area. So San Diego would have been a very prominent target, presumably. Professor Mistry, however, notes that places that are major population centers, such as New York City or Los Angeles, may actually not be the target of a nuclear strike, because the basic point is to cripple the other side's military, not necessarily to kill them all. Catherine Higley of Oregon State, she is a professor of nuclear science, says that other potential targets could be infrastructure such as power plants. Well, they're doing that in Ukraine without nuclear strikes, just conventional strikes of fuel storage centers. And there's a... Mark R. Foreman, who's a professor at Chalmers University of Technology in Göteborg, Sweden, he says, I would argue that the best place to be during a nuclear attack is in a place where you are not affected by direct effects such as heat and blast, and you also have very little fallout radioactivity deposited on your land. Foreman said, if you were outside in an exposed place near a large nuclear detonation, then it would be over in a few seconds. You would likely to be heated by the infrared light from the bomb. This would cause serious burns, and within seconds you would be hit by the blast wave, which would likely kill you. Okay, so it's... Higley also said that the worst place to be located would be adjacent to where the device detonates. According to Higley, this is another expert, if you are located at the spot targeted, you are likely dead very quickly. And if you are nearby, you may suffer from thermal and radiation effects prior to death, causing extreme pain. Well, great. There is no good place. I mean, you can read this thing. It's a lengthy article. They at one point say, this Professor Foreman says, in some ways, the best dwelling would be about halfway up a tall tower block, which has concrete load-bearing walls, both on the edge of the building and also inside the building. A sub-basement under a concrete building would be a very good place in terms of shielding. But you have to consider the problem of the building falling down and burying you under a pile of rubble. Well, there's that. This goes on. A valley is problematic. Mountains are problematic. A river is problematic because the radiation could actually contaminate the water and it could go downstream and make things worse. Professor Dinshaw Mystery said, basically, there's no safe place, even relatively safe place, in the case of nuclear war. They do conclude this cheerful article by suggesting that despite ongoing concerns about the potential use of nuclear weapons, Heather Williams, director of the Project on Nuclear Issues and a senior fellow in the International Security Program at the Center for International and Strategic Studies, says the likelihood of Putin using a nuclear weapon is pretty low. The cost would be so significant for him it would not help him win the war in Ukraine. He would most likely lose a lot of close partners he relies on. And all of that is, of course, assuming that Vladimir Putin is entirely rational, which is not always the right assumption. Meanwhile, the CBS reported that the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne has been practicing for war with Russia near Ukraine's border. Listen.
At a forward operating site, we watched as U.S. soldiers and Romanian troops pounded targets in a joint ground and air assault. The tank rounds and artillery fire are real. So is the enemy. Meant to recreate the fight against Russian forces in Ukraine. A message to Russia and NATO allies alike, we're here.
The real meaning for me to have the American troops here is like if you were to have allies in Normandy before any enemy was there.
In all, roughly 4,700 soldiers of the 101st Screaming Eagles from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, have been deployed to reinforce NATO's eastern flank.
You've had an opportunity to watch, observe, and possibly study the Russians. What do you think of them so far?
So we're closely watching them. So we're building objectives to practice against that replicate exactly what's going on in Ukraine. We're the closest American unit to the fighting in Ukraine.
And what does that feel like? What does that mean?
It keeps us on our toes, right? So
keeps them on their toes. Thank God for them. And thank you, God, for keeping one hopes the world safe. The idea that we are paying too much attention to Ukraine. One of the good things about Rishi Sunak, the new prime minister, incoming prime minister for Britain, replacing Liz Truss, because Boris Johnson decided not to make a go for it of getting renominated himself. In any event, Rishi Sunak is strong on supporting the United States and the rest of the Western Alliance regarding defending Ukraine and its sovereignty. They can't rely on a superhero. Can you rely, however, on the new superhero played by Dwayne Johnson named Black Adam? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A long-suffering, perpetually enraged 5,000-year-old demigod from the ancient Near East is drawn into our modern world to free his people from foreign domination. But as played by Dwayne Johnson, Black Adam seems not to enjoy the process in the new movie based on the DC Comics.
My son sacrificed his life to save me. His powers are not a gift, but a curse. I kneel before no one.
The plot is almost impossible to follow, but the characters are intriguing and occasionally amusing. You can't avoid the impression, however, that the entire thing is just a setup for future installments of what they hope will be an extended franchise. Rated PG-13 for plenty of burning action and comic book violence. 2 stars for the adequate but hardly outstanding Black Adam. And coming up next time on the Michael Medved Show, the latest polling that has one consistent message. Tough times on the way for Democrats. Is that fair, or does that reflect some overcompensation for previous predictions that have overpredicted the way Democrats would perform? We will get to that next time. We will also cover a report on the Dominion Voting Company, the people who make these voting machines, who are suing for billions of dollars against Fox News and other outlets. And what about what they had to say to 60 Minutes concerning what it's like to live under the kind of suspicion that's been thrown against them? We'll also be talking about NASA selecting a team of scientists and experts to explore the mysteries of unidentified aerial phenomena, otherwise known as UFOs. And a remote work likely contributed to a mini baby boom. When? In 2021. We'll talk about its significance for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.